98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate and House leaders meeting with President Biden today on a deal to prevent a partial government shutdown this Friday and also fund border security and critical aid to Ukraine and Gaza. ABC's Jay O'Brien says House Speaker Mike Johnson facing pressure from GOP lawmakers.
Hardline conservatives here in the House would like border components to be included into the temporary funding measure that Johnson struck with Schumer over the weekend to kick the can down the road, keep the government funded into March. But those provisions are not included right now, and we don't get a sense that they're going to be added in. So that's just one more thing that hardliners here in the House Republican Conference are going to be upset with Speaker Johnson about.
Writer E. Jean Carroll testifying today in the defamation case against former President Trump. The trial in New York expected to last up to 5 days. And 26 states under winter alerts, storms and bitter cold temperatures causing flight cancellations and delays across the country. This is ABC News. 9 days after an explosion rocked downtown Fort Worth, the voices of witnesses paint a dramatic picture of that devastation.
It was 3:32 on a cool Monday afternoon.
Fire department.
You know, there's a big explosion here at the Sandman Hotel, 8th and Houston.
A cascade of calls followed.
Fire department.
It came out of the building. There were pieces that came out of the building.
From inside the hotel.
We're stuck in an elevator filled with smoke. It's on fire.
No one died in the blast, but nearly 24 were hurt. One person is in critical condition with burns as investigators continue the search for a cause. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Health officials are warning air travelers who pass through Washington, D.C. about possible measles exposure. A person with a confirmed case passed through Dulles and Reagan airports 2 weeks ago. Health officials say people who are unvaccinated may be at risk. The U.S. declared measles eliminated in 2000, but vaccine hesitancy is blamed for more outbreaks. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Northwoods Dentistry is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor, serving you in 6 locations, providing services from general and preventative to advanced services in cosmetics, implants, and more. See them at northwoodsdentistry.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Democratic law firm in Washington, D.C. is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional map. The Elias Law Group says the court's landmark ruling on the Wisconsin legislature's map last month calls into question Wisconsin's U.S. House districts. Governor Evers says Republican senators were wrong to fire Public Service Commissioner Tyler Huebner yesterday. Senator Brad Paff was himself fired as acting Agriculture Secretary. He says Republicans are playing politics with the governor's appointments.
Rigid partisan ideology accomplishes nothing for the people of the state, and quite frankly, it just demonstrates to them that the government is broken and it does not work.
Republicans point out they've confirmed more than 480 of Evers' appointees. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you would be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158. Or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Eleanor M. Johnson, age 84, of Mellon, passed away peacefully on Sunday, January 14th, at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her husband, Dave Johnson, by her daughters, Dale Wiles of Mellon, and by Irene Muller of Duluth, Minnesota. Survived also by her granddaughters and by her great-grandson. Memorial service for Eleanor will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday, January 24th, at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Mellon, with Reverend Donald Quigley officiating. A gathering of family and friends will begin at 10 a.m. and continue until the hour of the service. Funeral arrangements have been entrusted to the Mountain Funeral Home and Cremation Services of Ashland and Mellon. This has been the funeral notice for Eleanor M. Johnson, age 84, Mellon. Donald Deke Fleetner, 90, of Phillips, passed away on January 12th. He is survived by his niece, by his nephews, by his sister-in-law, and by his friends Margaret Maggie Jagosinski of Illinois, and by Stephen Janicek of Phillips, and by other loved ones and friends. Funeral service to be held 11 a.m. on Thursday, January 18th at St. John's Lutheran Church in Phillips. Pastor Dean Arbs will officiate. Visitation begins 1 hour prior to the service at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Donald Fleetner, 90, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Come, indulge in flavorful bites at Empty Pockets. Our specialty lies in our delicious roasted chicken. Join us Wednesday through Saturday to savor our pterodactyl wings, $11 for four or half a chicken. Opt for six wings at $15. Served with fries and our homemade slaw. Friday's highlight, fish fry, 2 for $10, 3 for $12. Don't miss out on our tiger shrimp. Warm New Year wishes from Harv Max and the entire team at Empty Pockets. Please note, we'll be closed from January 12th to January 21st. Empty Pockets, where flavor meets tradition and hospitality thrives.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The worst of the cold is over, and now wind chills will climb to feeling like near zero. With more clouds building in today, it's acting as a blanket, keeping us warmer. This means by tomorrow, we'll feel our actual temperatures. But still, it's sweater weather, and we don't thaw out until next week. It's 5 degrees at our studios.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Phillips Plating Corporation, a Midwest premier fully automated electroplating job shop for commercial plating.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Badgers lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers fall to the Nittany Lions at Penn State. Matt LePay.
With 4/10 of a second left, they'll get it into Baldwin. It's over. Penn State, a four-point winner here at the Bryce Jordan Center as the students make their way onto the floor here in State College.
The final 87-83. The Badgers got into foul trouble early. Head coach Greg Gard.
Four times we fouled jump shooters, and we hadn't done that in a while. I thought we had kind of moved past that.
So now the Badgers are 13-4. They host Indiana Friday night. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Saturday night's game against the 49ers. Sometimes teams go a day early when playing games on the West Coast, but Matt LaFleur declined.
It's something we talked about, but we figured it'd be best to stay in our normal routine. It's a short week anyways, has its own set of challenges, and just felt like it was best for us to stay in as normal as a routine as possible.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Jax and Hewitt has a plan to get your tax refund fast. With a buck, buck here, buck, buck there. Here, buck, there, buck, everywhere, buck, buck.
You don't have to wait weeks for your tax refund. Get money sooner with a no-fee refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt.
On this loan, there's a money-today guarantee. E-I-E-I-D-O.
Don't settle for chicken feed. Get fast bucks at Jackson Hewitt today. No-fee refund advance loans by Republic Bank offered to eligible clients. Money-today guarantee if approved for a loan on a prepaid card. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the spicy deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's spicy deluxe sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the spicy deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cut the barn with a little ice.
This song is so freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my own. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake.
I'm
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
We don't yell, cause what the hell difference would it make? Joe Don Rooney, he was the guitar player in Rascal Flatts. He has a problem with alcohol. He's trying to beat that, 28 months sober. But another problem he has is, I guess it would be panic attacks. He calls it PTSD, though, post-traumatic stress. And he was on an airplane flight. I guess he started getting creepy feeling, panic attack feeling, while he was waiting in the airport for his plane, which was coming in late to take him to Nashville. So he started out there, and then he got on the plane, and man, really started having a panic attack, and went to the bathroom and stayed in there for most of the flight. Too bad for the people that had to use the bathroom, but anyways, Joe Don Rooney, he's up and open about all these things that are happening to him, so I don't know. Maybe you feel like him. Maybe he makes you feel more real and you don't have to worry about it so much. So hats off to Joe Don Rooney about speaking his mind about his personal problems.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and Up North style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Ron Ernst Lumber and Fifield salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments and civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Act, and more. Martin Luther King led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Ron Ernst Lumber and Fifield in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with civic media.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The worst of the cold is over, and now wind chills will climb to feeling like near zero. With more clouds building in today, it's acting as a blanket, keeping us warmer. This means by tomorrow, we'll feel our actual temperatures. But still, it's sweater weather, and we don't thaw out until next week. It's 5 degrees at our studios.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop on a love jack.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station
98Q Country.
$1 more silver dollar.
at 98QCountry.com.
On the drawing.
remember everything. Zach Bryan and Casey Musgraves. So panic attacks on airplanes, that's not too unusual. My ex-wife had those. I mean, she had them really bad. She had to take medication to get on the plane and maybe halfway through the flight take another Xanax. But anyways, if you've got problems like that, it can be helped. So see your doctor about it, and he'll get you on the right track, probably. All right? Coming up, more great country music for you. Jake Owen is next, right here.
Attention taxpayers. If you or your business owe the IRS back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, the IRS has green-lighted billions of dollars in tax relief to those facing financial hardship through its tax relief initiatives. If you have a delinquent tax problem and possibly facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, audits, or already in a payment plan, you may now qualify for significant relief. Qualifying and enrolling in this program could stop all collections, settle your tax problem, and may even reduce what you owe by up to 99%. Call the hotline at Tax Help USA to see if you qualify by dialing 800-726-4074. If you or your business owe at least $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS or state, you can now get the help that you need during these hard economic times. Call Tax Help USA to get your free tax assessment to see what you qualify for by dialing 800-726-4074. 800-726-4074. 800-726-4074.
Yo, what do you got there, man?
The only station that matters.
98Q Country.
With a sea. 98QCountry.com.
I don't want to spend another lonely night. Ooh. I've got the lights turned up, the doors locked, the bedroom TV's on. Doing the only thing that gets me through the night since you've been
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
me a boat.